fired. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what a lot of Americans were told last month. 531,000 jobs created, and President Biden is happy about it.
America's getting back to work. Our economy is starting to work for more Americans.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has more live.
Dave, the job gains mean unemployment has dropped to 4.6%.
Here we go with the updated wait times for passenger vehicles in the standard lanes. At our selected ports of entry, waiting on the update from El Godonis right now. Calexico East, no delay reporting at the moment. Calexico West is an hour with seven lanes open. The wait at San Luis is 30 minutes with three lanes open. Get updated border reports anytime at HumaDailyNews.com.
Vaccine deployment. America continues to add jobs at a record pace.
Wages also went up 0.4%, so they're up nearly 5% over this time last year. The labor force participation rate, though, remained unchanged from the prior month. 6 million people want a job but are not counted as unemployed as they've not been looking for work, Dave.
Jessica on Wall Street, record highs. A seventh straight day. The Dow's up 327 points. The Nasdaq's gaining 87, topping 16,000 for the first time. House Democrats could finally vote today on a nearly $2 trillion social spending plan all Republicans oppose. Congressman Roger Williams tells Fox.
I think that you go back to Virginia the other night, it tells everybody that America is kind of fed up with this socialistic agenda that they're trying to shove through.
Lawmakers, this is a big one. They were not given the 72 hours they're supposed to have to read this bill, more than 2,000 pages of it. There's also no CBO score, so the true cost of this legislation, we still do not know. That's something that moderates really wanted. It was a sticking point for them.
Fox's Aisha Hosni is at the Capitol. Opening statements underway in a Georgia courtroom where three men are on trial for murdering a black man last year. Ahmaud Arbery was out jogging, but they claimed they thought he was a robber and chased and shot him. America's listening to Fox News.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is honoring America's heroes and their families with 200 mortgage-free homes this year. In a moving tribute to the fallen, the foundation's chairman and CEO walked from the Pentagon to Shanksville and on to Ground Zero. More than 500 miles through six states in 6 weeks. The foundation brought Towers of Light back to the Pentagon and Shanksville memorials in remembrance. And in a first for the nation, the foundation read aloud the names of those who lost their lives to 9/11 related illness. On Veterans Day, another first. The foundation is reading aloud the names of people lost in the war on terror. The foundation is also giving away a home a day through the holidays this year in its season of hope. Do good and help America to never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T.
Trend-setting design that protect and complement your vehicle. That's SnugTub. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bedliner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bedliners. With nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray-in bedliners and SnugTub shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessories for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and snug top shells and lids at Truckmates in its brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
Here's the news in 60 seconds, HumaDailyNews.com. Canadian snowbirds are primed to flock down to Yuma as the U.S. border begins to open. Find out what you need to know, HumaDailyNews.com. And the Arizona Farm Bureau reports on Governor Ducey's proclamation of November being Arizona's Leafy Greens Month. Read what the Bureau had to say, HumaDailyNews.com. MCAS Yuma conducted a pretty action-packed hazmat drill. See the story and pictures at HumaDailyNews.com. Trying to find out what's new at your local library? Well, the Foothills Library has updated their new November schedule. You can get more info at HumaDailyNews.com. Are you interested in wanting to know the least educated city in Arizona? According to a new recent report, it's right here in the county. Read more at HumaDailyNews.com. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter, Yuma Daily News, for your latest updates locally. For now, that's the news. I'm Andrew Caravella.
mornings are comfortable. It's the afternoon when things really start to heat up. And it's warm through the weekend. 92 today, 90 the high tomorrow, 87 by Sunday.
There is a lot of confusion about COVID-19, but one thing we know for sure, vaccines aren't enough. Check for fever, COVID's number one symptom, with the Exergen temporal scanner, and learn more at Exergen.com.
I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Good morning, Yuma. Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU. Derek Eggeberg, Russ Clark in studio talking.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, so it's been a great morning. It is 64 degrees outside.
It's beautiful.
Gorgeous. This is, you know, drive to work, don't turn the AC on, roll your windows down, and enjoy the weather. This is why we live here, right?
It is. So it's a beautiful time of year. Great sunset.
Oh, yeah, but a little early. Unfortunately, the sun's already down before I'm leaving the office, crying out loud.
Because you work too much.
But I do enjoy, you know, I mean, the driving home, seeing the stars and everything else. Here, what's funny is I've got friends of mine that work in big cities, and they don't see the stars because they have, you know, the light pollution and there's just too much stuff in the way. I think, you know, this is the perfect place to live. Enjoy. So a couple things that I would love to bring up. So you last segment talked about, hey, is there anything new and exciting? Well, you know, everything in my world is kind of new every day because it changes each and every day. Have rates gone up or down over the last 6 months?
They've gone up slightly, haven't they?
Slightly.
Yeah, not a lot. Not what I would have expected based on the inflation and everything.
No, nope. And I think we'll get there when the Fed continues its tapering. But yeah, the last week we've actually gotten a little bit better. So we've pulled back in terms of rate just a little bit. So we've gotten another opportunity. And what's interesting is what happens to most people January 1? What do? They write New Year's.
Oh, resolutions.
Resolutions. And Everybody wants to get fixed come January, and by about January 10th, that's all gone by the wayside and it's over again. But we have an opportunity. Again, we've been talking about the great American debt restructure, if you will. Here's what's funny. Put two or three things together. What has home appreciation done in Arizona over the last year, up or down?
Up.
Okay, by how much?
Oh, gosh, 15-20% maybe? Crazy.
The Case-Shiller study said Phoenix led the nation at in excess of 20%.
Okay.
Now, is it going to do that this next year? No.
Probably not.
They've estimated nationwide it's going to be an 8 to 9% increase, but still huge numbers over the national average. But the reason I bring that up is appreciating values means you have equity in the home. A lot of people 2, 3, 4 years ago bought a home with less than 20% down. Now, you know the term, but what do you have to have on a mortgage when you put less than 20% down?
An insurance. It's a mortgage insurance.
Right. Mortgage insurance. PMI, private mortgage insurance.
Yeah.
It protects the bank and Wall Street in case you go into default and you're not what we call self-insured. So when you put 20% down, you can be self-insured, which means you've put enough equity in the home that if something happens,
yeah, they'll take the home, sell it, and get their money back.
Right. Now, common misconception, did you know, let's say you only owe $50,000 on a home that's worth $200,000 and it goes into foreclosure.
Okay.
How much money, if the bank is owed $50,000, how much money can the bank keep?
$50,000.
$50,000 plus the attorney's fees and whatever.
Yeah.
But all the rest of that goes back to the borrower. So the borrower doesn't lose that equity. But the reason I say that is that's why you call it self-insured, is the borrower has enough equity in the transaction to assume that if the home goes into foreclosure, the bank takes it back, sells the home, gets what they're owed back, and if there's anything left, it goes to the former owner.
Right.
Now, interest rates have kind of stabilized, but values have shot up. So to the person who put 3.5% or 5% or even 10% down 1, 2, 3 years ago, what should they now have?
Oh, they got a bigger percentage of equity. Yeah.
There you go. Nobody's talking about this. So how many people should be refinancing and getting out of the PMI?
And that's what it takes. You have to refinance to do it.
More than likely. Now, some programs, no. Some programs, you can actually call up your lender. So let's assume you have a conventional loan. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac allow that if you have the loan down to 78%, you can actually petition to have your mortgage insurance removed. Now, you may have to go pay for an appraisal to prove that equity.
But it's better than a refi if you don't need
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. So conventional allows that. Now, but you say it's better than a refinance. What if your interest rate is higher?
I said if you don't need it. If
correct.
You, yeah.
Now, FHA says the mortgage insurance is there for the life of the loan. It is proportional. It goes down with the balance. But the only way to get rid of the monthly mortgage insurance with FHA is to refinance. And that's one thing that now we've got an opportunity for people to realize that I had a gentleman this morning, 6:30 this morning we met, wanted to refinance but wanted to ask lots of questions. So I'm a little jonesing this morning because I've had like 7 cups of coffee.
Only 7.
Only 7. But so he just couldn't see the numbers, which is why we needed him to come in, because he just couldn't get it on the phone. His interest rate right now really isn't going to change. So if we refinance, his interest rate's going to drop an eighth, which is not really enough to do the refinance. But he owes almost $250,000. Now, FHA mortgage insurance, I know y'all are math wizards who are listening to this, and Russ is writing this down. He's actually using his toes to calculate this. You ready? So FHA, 0.85% annually is what the mortgage insurance costs. So if you think of $100,000, that's $850 a year in mortgage insurance. $200,000. That's $1,700 a year in mortgage insurance.
Wow.
So he's paying in excess of $2,000 a year in mortgage insurance.
Yeah.
Now, divide that out by 12.
Well, that's about $175 a month or so.
Well, let's use your numbers because you got to put your socks and shoes back on now that you've done that. But so he's going to save about $175 a month just because we're going to get rid of the mortgage insurance. Now, would you refinance your home? Really minutely save a little on the interest rate. Not much. It's not enough to do it because of the interest rate. But if you could chop $175 a month off the mortgage, would you?
My gosh, yes.
So it all then depends on the costs and making it make sense. So, you know, again, you've got a ton of people out there who built new, who got FHA loans, who maybe only put 5% down, that you got one more bite at this apple before interest rates go up. That you might be refinancing not necessarily to change your interest rate, but to make the whole payment skinnier to get rid of that PMI.
Yeah.
Now, that needs to be part of everybody's financial budget. If everybody would just look at their finances once a month, I think we as a society would be way better off than we are. He's never even paid attention. You know, he hears about interest rates are low and he's thinking he's got a great interest rate. But he's never paid attention that his mortgage insurance is a waste for him right now. His home is up way above where that 20% is. I mean, he's probably sitting at 30% equity in his home right now, which is ludicrous. When I showed him that, he's like, well, should I sell and should I take the money? Well, would you sell in this market and take the money if you don't have another place to live?
No.
No, because you still have to move into somewhere else. He was gonna do it because he was going to take the money. He's going to go think about it, but he's not going to.
Unless you live in somebody's basement. You know?
Do you have a space open?
And I don't have a basement.
Okay. I mean, there's a lot of callers that may come live with you, Russ. So, you know, again, it's a savings that sometimes people have extra money monthly in their budget. They just don't realize where the savings comes from. So do you refinance to save on your interest rate? Maybe. Do you refinance to save on your mortgage insurance? Maybe.
Yeah, it's all possibilities. And the clock's ticking because that interest rate's coming up.
They are. And here's the other thing that this gentleman, look at your car loans. If there's one thing that I see over and over and over, it's people who had mediocre credit. So again, not anybody listening to this show because I know everybody's got 800 FICOs. But people who had mediocre credit that took high interest rates on their autos, that now their credit score has come up because they've paid on time for their car for the last year and they've really done a better job budgeting their money. Well, if your credit score has come up, you should go look at seeing can you get a lower interest rate and refinance that. Had somebody this last week, they were at a 14% interest rate on their car. Let that sink in for a second. If I told you your mortgage was going to be 14%, would you not burn my house down?
I have flashback to the Bee Gees or something, you know, mm-hmm. the '70s.
But yeah. There's people who don't even understand that they should be saving that amount of money on their car. So yeah. Let's talk about auto loans after we get out for this break. It is 8:15. This is Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Is a college education a dream you hold for your newborn? It's important to take steps to begin meeting this financial challenge. To learn about flexible college savings programs, contact Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. They can help you plan today so you're prepared for tomorrow's college expenses. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, they manage money for their clients differently from any other advisors in Yuma. Their way works in close alignment with their clients' goals. Yuma Investment Group is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor. Many advisors sell and buy investments that charge clients commissions on each transaction and make commissions when they make trades for their clients. Yuma Investment Group doesn't sell any commission investment products. They never earn commissions on trades. They have trading discretion on your accounts, so they're able to manage accounts on a daily basis without having to pick up the phone to get permission to buy or sell an investment. Yuma Investment Group fees are structured, so they do better when their clients do better. When it comes to helping clients pursue a comfortable retirement, they're clearly different. If you're retiring soon or need help with your portfolio, visit YumaInvestmentGroup.com to find out why investors like you switch to them. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Yuma Money Talk, AM560, KBLU, Derek Eggeberg, Russ Clark. We're just having a good time talking about all kinds of stuff on air. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Hey, we're talking about something, and wasting money drives me crazy. And I know you don't care about wasting money, and you just spend money willy-nilly. But I hate when I see people wasting money, and the worst thing is when they just don't.
I reject that statement.
You, do you? Okay. I was wondering if you're just going to let me ramble on to that. But there's a lot of people that don't take time to look at their own stuff, and auto loans is one of them. So I really want everybody to, if you have an auto loan, if you have a friend, a coworker, family member, son, daughter, niece, nephew, whatever, look at auto loans. And one of them you hear a lot of, and you see this, how many young men and women that are in the military go out and buy a really nice car when they first get into the military.
Seems to be the thing to do.
It does. And yeah. Look, those men and women, you're putting your life on the line for me. I'm not saying don't go get the car. I support you getting what you want. However, once you look at the interest rate, let's really manage your credit to make sure that you get something that's decent. So you see a lot of these people that don't have good credit, that they're getting 14, 16, 18% interest rates on their cars. Yet 6 months later, after they make the payments and their credit score jumps up, they might qualify for something significantly lower. And it's amazing how many people I have come in that you can just tell proportionally balanced to the payment whether they have a high or low interest rate. It's not that hard.
Right.
But it's like, guys, go right down the block and go talk to somebody who's good with auto loans and go see if you can refinance that thing, because the only thing that you're wasting right now is the interest. You're going to pay the same principal on the car no matter what you do. So if you drop your payment at all, and that's free money, I've got people that I see that are saving $200, sometimes $300 a month on a car payment. Let that sink in. I mean, the guy we just talked about that I met this morning, he's going to save about $200 total on his house. Yet I see people that could save $200, sometimes $300 on their car payment. That's crazy that you could save that much. But a lot of it really just comes down to the interest rate. And you see a lot of these commercials, Russ, and you probably are know people that have that. You know, everybody gets financed. Nobody turned down. What does that tell you?
High interest, because it's high risk.
If they're saying nobody's turned down, I promise you the people who are on the cusp or even over that cusp, they're getting a much higher interest rate. And again, risk reward. I don't fault the banks and the financial institution, because if they're going to take the risk on somebody who doesn't have the credit, or worse, has demonstrated poor credit manageability, if you will, yeah, they should have a higher reward for that higher risk. But once that person has outlived that negative credit and they've put it back where it really should be, don't refinance the car and save that money. It's the beginning of November. Could everybody who has a high interest rate that now has fixed their credit get that done by Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could probably get it done in a week. You know, there's no reason to wait for New Year's resolutions, and that's what I find so funny is, oh, well, you know, this next year I'm gonna work on my finances. Why are you going to wait another 60 days? Why not start that now? I just don't understand. So one other thing that I really want people to pay attention to in 401ks. I know Tom's not here today, but let's talk about 401ks, because sometimes that rolls into whether you're buying a house. We've talked about pulling money out of your 401k and IRAs to use as the down payment, right?
Right.
How many people don't pay attention to the benefits their companies offer for 401k potentially rolling in PTO?
Big percentage don't, and it's just the way it is.
Academy Mortgage allows our hourly staff, at the end of the year, you can take 40 hours of your PTO and roll that in. So free money of vacation pay you didn't take, you could roll that right into your 401k. So internally, I wonder how many people don't have that foresight to look at their own company. So no. I'm kind of going through forcing my staff, all right, have you used all your PTO? Are you going to use your personal time off? You're not going to fill out this form, get 40 hours free money put into your 401k, and oh, by the way, what does Academy Mortgage then do? They match 50 cents on the dollar. So you took free money that you weren't going to get anyway
and
rolled it in, and then you get the free match on that up to 6% of your salary. Take the free money, for crying out loud. And I wish people hammered that into my head when I was younger. I mean, did you get that hammered into your head, retirement savings?
I mean, I was busy hammering others.
Did anybody hammer you?
No, I don't think so.
That's the problem.
I don't know that I was working any place it was available, but when I went to corporate Napa, of course, my job was to get others to do it. So.
But maybe that way. But, you know, you look around, and I'm sure at some point my kids are probably all going to need therapy and say, Dad, I hated you talking to me about this all the time.
They're going to be on the couch.
You know, can't we just go play catch, for crying out loud?
Yeah.
But, you know, you talk about these things, you say, boy, look at opportunity. When you look at things, spread it around and go, hey, what's the opportunity here? Whether it's, do I get a better interest rate on a car? Do I have an opportunity to buy a house? Should I roll over money into my PTO? It's amazing how many people have opportunities, and they just don't even know it because they don't pay attention.
Right.
So, you know, the question is, and I would challenge you, how many of you, see, you're getting a little nervous here. Do you talk to your staff about, hey, Christmas is coming, budgeting, how are you doing with credit card payments?
No.
Are you saving?
No, I don't.
And I'm not putting you on the spot, but I'm putting you on the spot. Do you not do it because it's uncomfortable? Do you not do it because it's out of the norm? Do you not do it because, you know, the political correct thing is we don't talk about religion, we don't talk about money, and we don't talk about politics.
Definitely not politically correct, because I'm not that guy.
I know.
But no, I don't. It's not, I don't really have a, savings plan or all that kind of stuff. If I did, it would be different, I would think. In fact, it used to be different.
So I wonder, and sometimes I think it's just people getting pushed. So I have one of our young staff members that she and her husband, they live in a modest home right now, and they both have grown considerably over the last couple of years. It's like, hey, you two, it's time to go buy a bigger house. And it's not because I need the loan. It's not because I need somebody to sell a home. But look at the opportunity where interest rates are. Look at the opportunity where your income to debt ratio, and you could turn your old home into a rental. Let's sit down, and this is one of my team members, but bring your husband in, and let's sit down and talk about what I wish people had told me way back in the day. Guess what they just closed on this last Friday?
A home?
They closed on their new home this last Friday, and they're moving in all this last week, and they're turning their old home into a rental, and now at age, what is it, 23 and 25, I think they are, you know, they own two homes. One that will be a rental that's an investment. They've owned it for 2.5 years, I think, so it's got 27 more years till it's paid off. I mean, how would you like to be 52, 53 and have a free and clear rental property?
Be nice.
That's the plan that they're on, you know, and I'm just going to say, and you and I are in the same boat, kind of. Russ, how old are you?
I'm 64.
Okay, do you have a free and clear rental property?
I do not.
Okay. I don't have a free and clear rental property. So. I didn't start that as early as they did. So, you know, you think, okay, nudge people in the right way. We got to nudge them for their auto loan. We got to nudge them for their PTO. You got to nudge your people about budgeting for credit cards. Talked with another person that I care deeply about, you know, one of my really good friends. And it's like, hey, have you paid your credit card balances down since we refinanced your house? And the answer is what?
No.
No. You freed up all that money monthly. What are you doing? And, well, you know.
We had steak dinner out last night.
steak dinner last night after going out for breakfast. But, you know, and again, everybody lives the life they want. So I'm not condemning any of those. And at the same time, we should look at paying attention because things are going to change. And sometimes we look back and go, man, that opportunity would have been great. And you don't know it till you look backwards. So I'm going to ask you, because I always use this, my first home was one of those Sunset Mesa townhouses. When the market crashed, what were those homes going for? Do you know?
Oh, I do not know.
You could pick them up for $70,000 to $80,000 in the crash. And I'm not even going to tell you what they're going for now until after we do this break, so I'm going to leave you hanging. This is Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, they manage money for their clients differently from any other advisors in Yuma. Their way works in close alignment with their clients' goals. Yuma Investment Group is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor. Many advisors sell and buy investments that charge clients commissions on each transaction and make commissions when they make trades for their clients. Yuma Investment Group doesn't sell any commission investment products. They never earn commissions on trades. They have trading discretion on your accounts, so they're able to manage accounts on a daily basis without having to pick up the phone to get permission to buy or sell an investment. Yuma Investment Group fees are structured, so they do better when their clients do better. When it comes to helping clients pursue a comfortable retirement, they're clearly different. If you're retiring soon or need help with your portfolio, visit YumaInvestmentGroup.com to find out why investors like you switch to them. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Is a college education a dream you hold for your newborn? It's important to take steps to begin meeting this financial challenge. To learn about flexible college savings programs, contact Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. They can help you plan today so you're prepared for tomorrow's college expenses. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Good morning, Yuma. Derek and Russ talking to you about credit and mortgages and all kinds of things that come to our mind. Do you remember what we were just talking about?
Nope. Let's go, Brandon. No, the houses that you said were worth about 80.
Just opportunity. So I always go back to the Sunset Mesa townhouses just because that's where my first house was. And, you know, during the crash, you could have bought them for 70 or 80,000. Now they're going for somewhere between 160 and 180. I'm sure there's some people that are going to call and say low and some people higher, but they're the 160 to 180. And you think that's more than 100% increase. Now, you know, that's a 10-year run. But looking back, opportunity, I always say, man, I wish Grandma and Grandpa would have bought 20 or 30 houses and thousands of acres way back in the day because things were so cheap. And I bet my kids are going to look back and go, hey, Dad, when you were, you know, 10 years younger, why didn't you buy 20 of those houses because they were so cheap? And I understand everybody, it's the money that you're earning supporting the bills and the cost of things right now, which is why we're so focused on inflation. But there's opportunity that I think when people look backwards, they're going to go, dang it, I really wish I would have taken advantage of that opportunity for a house, a car, rearranging my credit card debt, whatever it is, because you never know until you look backwards. And I want everybody looking forward, and let's envision huge growth for everybody you and I know and like and care about, and let's see Yuma just amazingly successful. And at the same time, let's look backwards and go, holy cow, look at the opportunities that we've had and we still have. Because the one thing that I don't think people are understanding is the transitory nature of people who work now. COVID taught us all that you can telecommute, and I say this every time we get on the air because this is the last piece. Every single day I have people call me and say, hey, when's it going to break? When's it going to bust? When are we going to see falling prices? I'm going to wait until that happens. It's not going to happen anytime soon. And nationwide, I promise there will be pockets that there's things that are going to happen. But you have to look at what's going on in the local area because real estate really is local, even though we talk about things nationwide.
But when it does happen, you're going to see higher interest rates all at the same time. Mm-hmm. So you may buy a house that you think's expensive right now and pay $1,500 a month for it. And then in a few years, you may say, okay, it's going to drop some money, but the interest rate's going to go up, and you're going to pay $1,600.
Yes. You're 100% right. And the piece that people aren't paying attention to in the major news media, and I'm sure most people in Yuma see this, but the builders aren't building fast enough just to take care of the supply side need, or I should say the demand. The supply side isn't keeping up with the demand. But you have people who are moving from out of the area here, and they're keeping their jobs. They're telecommuting. Had another one yesterday. She works in California. They're moving here. They want their kids to be able to get out and play and work in an area that they've got more room to run, and they can just do some stuff as a family and get a bigger house, bigger yard. And she's keeping her California job. So she's not taking a local job. She's bringing money into the community. You and I know once they're homeowners here, they now start filing Arizona tax, not California. So we're going to start keeping the money here. But that is one household that is no longer for sale for somebody else. And that's why the demand is continuing to stay high and will be even greater as we go forward. Because when things get even more expensive in California, and when they continue to drive themselves down the tubes over there, what are people going to do?
They're going to move out. They have to.
They have
to. If they want to eat.
So you're seeing Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, Oklahoma, a lot of the sand states doing really, really well, and the demand is continuing to be strong. And yes, there's some areas. It was so funny. I was reading some of the online blogs yesterday. There's a couple of realtors that are well known, and they're talking about, oh, demand is down because we're only seeing four or five offers the first day a home is put up on the market.
The first day?
Like, did you just read what you put? Four or five offers the first day instead of 17 or 20? I mean, come on.
It's an accurate statement. Demand is probably down, but it's kind of hilarious all at the same time.
It is an accurate statement, but that's like saying, oh, housing appreciation is down. No, it's not down. It's slowed down. But if the nationwide Case-Shiller study says, you know, in Arizona, greater than 20%, and the projection nationwide is 8 to 10 this next year, okay, yes, you could be a statistician and say that's a 50% decrease in the appreciation rate. But I'm sorry, 10% plus is still 10% plus, which is triple the historical average.
What?
Who uses that, for crying out loud? So, you know, again, the demand here is going to be great. I want people to look at opportunities. And for me, you know, I do a monthly budget.
Sure.
Boring piece of paper, pencil, eraser.
It's okay.
And when people talk about New Year's resolution, Russ, do you have any? You got anything you want to do this next year? And I know yours are goals and dreams.
Well, but I've already started on it, you know, with the weight loss and exercise and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's all part of it.
Why are you doing that?
For the future, for my health, for making sure that, I turned 64 and I said, man, I better get busy. I've been putting on too much weight. I've been not exercising. So
I'm
going to get myself physically fit.
I'm going to guess there's a drive internally. Not a, hey, it's a January 1st, it's a rote exercise.
Correct.
That you're doing that.
Correct.
And I think that's the biggest thing for me is, like, with my staff, a lot of people know to go look at that stuff at the beginning of the year because that's just the pattern.
And I'm not upset with people that use the first of the year as a trigger or the New Year's as a trigger. If that's what it takes, then do it.
I'm not opposed to the trigger, but the difference is, do you have the character and the wherewithal to continue after the emotional need to do it is done?
Good question. Some won't. Some won't.
And I've dropped many, many things. I mean, let's be honest. I talk about health. Could I stand to lose 10 pounds? Yep.
No.
Whatever. I appreciate you. I got the physicalness for radio, not for TV right now. But, you know, you look at that stuff and you say, all right, we all talk about health. We all talk about weight loss, and it's trendy to be, you know, some of the workout fits and some of the things we do.
Yeah, and you'll see a big push around New Year's. They'll be selling that stuff because they know people will be.
And when you talk to Justin over with Fourth Avenue, you know, there's no space at any of the machines, and all of the equipment is taken.
Oh, join that.
And what does Justin say a couple weeks after New Year's resolution? The emotionalness dies out. He goes, give it a week or so. It'll be back to normal, and then you can have access to everything you want. So, I mean, if you talk to Justin over at 4th Avenue, he'll tell you there's a huge push for physical fitness New Year's, and then a couple weeks later it goes away. There's a huge push that I'm sure right now Tom and his gang are getting geared up to be obliterated with questions after the new year rolls over. Oh, my gosh, I should have committed money to my IRA. I should have done this to a 401k. But then it goes away. And the same person that I talked to you about, that just she and her husband bought a new home, I'm already kind of nudging them to say, do you have a 529 plan set up for your kid? I know, he's only two, and you got 16 years till he goes to college.
No, you better do it now.
But you got to start now, because the people that wait till you're 16 and you only got 2 or 3 years left.
Do it right now and do $50 a month. You'd be surprised, you know?
So it's just a budgeting thing.
Yeah.
And when I go back to it, I'm super thankful that I've learned a lot of this stuff. And let's be honest, I've made most of the mistakes that I try to keep people from making. So most of my education is from bad experiences and making mistakes. How many people can we teach this to now in November, not waiting until January? You got two more months to look at your 401ks, look at your auto loans, look at your credit cards, look at your mortgages. Because I promise you, most people can save money. They just don't know how or where. So whether you need to call me or call one of the other loan officers at Academy, call somebody you trust, I don't care. Just get on the phone and do something and look at autos. That's the biggest one that nobody's really talking about. You know, you see all these media commercials. Do you watch TV much?
No.
To the person who watches TV much, you see a ton of mortgage commercials. Why is that?
Because people are using, they're advertising because they know there's a need and people are going to take mortgages out.
Advertising, mortgages, but nobody advertises unless they're what? They're making money.
Yeah.
And the thing that the reason you see lots of advertising with mortgages is you're selling a $200,000 or $300,000, or now the national average is over $400,000 for a home. Did you know that? The national average is in excess of $400,000.
Never would have thought I'd seen that.
No.
Yeah. Remember, that used to be the house on the hill.
Yeah, you know? Remember when $400,000 used to be the quote-unquote McMansion?
Yes.
Do you remember that term?
Of course.
So you look at all of these opportunities and you say, all right, wait a minute, $400,000 is the national average. What is it here in Yuma?
$230,000. Is that about right?
Okay, so we're still living conservatively, but there's so much opportunity. But the reason I go back here, we're well under the national average. When people are marketing these commercials, if, let's say, the bank made 1% on a $400,000 loan, that's $4,000.
Yeah.
So there's revenue in the mortgages to the financial institutions, which is right. I mean, it's the business that they run. Lots of people and lots of staff. So I'm not saying that's the profit. I'm saying that's the revenue. But if you look back and you say, well, wait a minute, why don't you see a lot of auto refinance commercials?
Not a lot of money in it.
Not a lot of money. The dollars are much smaller. They're much shorter. So you don't see a lot of commercials for things like that. Why don't you see a lot of commercials for credit card refinances? There's even less money in those.
Yeah, you're actually given money.
Yeah. So most of the credit card companies that have the 14, 16, 18% interest rates also offer the 5, 6, 7% interest rates. So when you refinance, statistically, a lot of times they're going right back to another credit card that's already in their portfolio of credit cards. So you don't see people advertising to say, hey, help us make less money as a business. Mortgages, you see a lot of companies advertising because they're trying to generate that revenue. The middle is the autos. Get after it and go refinance your autos. Take advantages of where things are. Now, you understand what has happened to the used car market.
Gone way up.
Ludicrous, right?
Yeah. Used car's worth a lot of money, though.
So when you go to refinance your car, does the bank pull up what your car is worth?
I don't know. They would have to.
They do. They blue book it, and they figure out what that thing is worth. So while the used car market is at its peak, which we think it's, whenever the auto companies start getting chips in and they start releasing these new cars, you and I know the used car market may change just a bit, but while the values are at their peak, wouldn't that be the time that, and, you know, equity is a misnomer in cars, but when you have equity in your car, wouldn't that be the right time to go show the bank, look how much equity I have in my car, help me refinance to a better interest rate?
Yes.
It's the perfect storm to go refinance your autos, and I'm not the auto guy.
Especially when interest rates are down.
Yep. So let's talk about that more stuff after the break. This is Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, they manage money for their clients differently from any other advisors in Yuma. Their way works in close alignment with their clients' goals. Yuma Investment Group is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor. Many advisors sell and buy investments that charge clients commissions on each transaction and make commissions when they make trades for their clients. Yuma Investment Group doesn't sell any commission investment products. They never earn commissions on trades. They have trading discretion on your accounts, so they're able to manage accounts on a daily basis without having to pick up the phone to get permission to buy or sell an investment. Yuma Investment Group fees are structured, so they do better when their clients do better. When it comes to helping clients pursue a comfortable retirement, they're clearly different. If you're retiring soon or need help with your portfolio, visit YumaInvestmentGroup.com to find out why investors like you switch to them. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Is a college education a dream you hold for your newborn? It's important to take steps to begin meeting this financial challenge. To learn about flexible college savings programs, contact Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. They can help you plan today so you're prepared for tomorrow's college expenses. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Hey, Yuma. Friday morning, November 5th. Good morning, and it is a gorgeous day outside, Russ.
Already?
It's fantastic. So I want to shift gears for a minute. November, December, tons of stuff going on. This is the time of year that we love being outside. We got a lot going on here in the community over the next 3 to 4 weeks. So what happens on that would be the 19th, 20th, and 21st? Do you know?
I'm looking at my calendar. No, I don't.
Colorado River Crossing Bloom Festival.
Is it really?
Yeah. So
I don't even have it on my calendar.
You know, again, lots of stuff. So, you know, for your family, and we're going to talk about this more in a couple of weeks, but, you know, we're just a couple of weeks away from the Bloom Festival, and the weather forecasts look to be amazing, and this hopefully is a great year. Love that time of year, taking the boys out and just having a, you know, hot chocolate in the morning and let's watch the balloons.
Do they love it?
They do, actually. Yeah. You know, they've gotten to the point that they love kind of assisting, helping set up a few balloons, and I think they just love being right next to the burner when they start throwing the flame in to heat up the baskets. So.
Oh, it's fun. It's exhilarating.
Yeah. Super.
And then they fill up. They start going up in the air and mm-hmm. things moving.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a blast. But it's fun to chase. I would rather be on the ground chasing than up in the boat.
Why?
Up in the boat. It's more stuff going on.
Are you afraid
know?
Of heights?
No.
No? Okay.
It's just too calm.
Not enough moving complex
it's too,
parts for
too
you.
Too calm.
Got it. I
want to fly airplanes and go where I want to go. I'm going to point
so
the nose and hit the gas.
As long as there's 1,000 parts that could fail at any time, you're
good.
You've
got to be making noise.
You know what? It's funny that you say that because was lucky enough to go up a few years ago. One of the most amazing things to me is when you're up in the balloon, you would
Nothing.
Think that you have more of a sensation, but it's absolutely still because you're moving along with the wind.
Yeah, you're not,
and
there's no resistance anywhere. You're just kind of floating.
Yeah, you hear the dog barking, and when the burner's not going, it's completely silent. You hear the dogs barking and sometimes the birds and sometimes the random crazy person in the backyard yelling, "What are you doing off of the house?"
I thought they were yelling, "Let's go, Brandon."
So that's coming up in a couple of weeks, and then believe it or not, Thanksgiving right around the corner. But Thanksgiving on a Thursday, what happens that Saturday?
I don't know. Shopping.
No, it's the Holiday Tower lighting pageant.
Oh, the lighting.
Ken and Betty Borland Tower lighting pageant.
We'll look at all the caviar.
We'll talk about that, too. Well, again, this is the kind of stuff the community I love seeing.
Yeah.
You know, it's things to do, and this is the reason we live here is, you know, it's 120 degrees outside. Not so much going on outside, but now is that time of year we enjoy.
Right.
So, you know, lots of stuff to get planned for. We've got our client appreciation event coming up, which, again, the staff is...
We've got the Missouma County pageant next Saturday. I can't believe they came up so quickly.
And you're heavily invested in that.
Yeah, my daughter's the chairman, executive director of that, so, of course, I do all the work.
Yeah, well played. You know, I think that makes your daughter just slightly smarter than you, right?
Yeah, she's listening right now, swearing or something.
But if she's in charge and she has you doing the work, you know what that's called?
A delegation. Leadership.
Delegation. I like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, a ton of stuff. And I will go back to things that we don't celebrate enough. But why do we get to enjoy balloons and light a tower for the holidays for Christmas? Why do we get to go on the air and just banter back and forth like this?
Because we're a democratic republic that gives us individual rights and freedoms and to do as we want, and the communities run themselves, and we have those opportunities. We need to keep fighting for those, and the people that have fought for it.
And there's
given
the
us
thing.
A gift.
There are men and women who are in the military now and previous generations that we couldn't do any of this without them, and especially coming up, but not just because of the holidays, but, you know, as we're planning things like Thanksgiving with our families and friends, there's people that, A, won't be home with their families and friends, and B, will never come home.
Correct.
So, you know, from all of us, whether it's KBLU, whether it's Academy Mortgage, we appreciate those sacrifices. And at the same time, I just want to challenge one thing and get it out there, since we are coming up on Thanksgiving. Do you know where the saying came from, "He bought the farm"?
No.
Well, it's not a laugh.
But it's not a positive, though. Bought the farm is a negative.
No. And that's why I say we're coming up on this. And when we say we have all these freedoms because we are a democratic republic and we do have individual freedoms, you know, for most people, except for a brief period of time with the draft, the military service is volunteer. And these men and women that put their lives on the line, and I see their income daily. For everybody who has not ever seen a pay stub for an active duty serviceman or woman, you know, it's not a lot of money.
I'm not getting rich.
And they're willing to take a life-threatening bullet for $30,000 a year in some cases. And you look at what historically happened, he bought the farm was the terminology when a serviceman was killed formerly, and the monies that were paid is what the widow used
to buy
the farm, to pay the farm off.
Is that true? I never knew that.
That's where that came from. And so, you know, you think of...
So it was a life insurance policy.
We use, you know, cliches and things like that, but sometimes we don't understand where they come from.
I never knew.
And most of our generation, you know, do you know lots of people who went to a armed conflict and were injured or killed?
They got killed?
Do you? Person.
Yes.
How many?
A few in Vietnam and stuff, yeah.
And there's the thing. You look at the 30-year-olds, they probably don't. You look at, you know, my kids have never really seen that. You know what I mean? So I don't know that we honor the people that have done that volunteer-based enough. And so as we're coming up on Thanksgiving, we got a little bit of time just to talk about it. I appreciate that more than you know, and I know you do too, because we talk about this off-air a lot. But for the military man and woman who is, you know, really putting their lives on the line, I think the rest of us who are civilians should step up. And if you see them at Starbucks, buy them a cup of coffee and say
sure.
Thank you. Same thing goes for police, fire, sheriffs, border patrol. You know what? A lot of these people have not been in the best light in the media over the last year. We should buy them a cup of coffee. We should pay for their lunch once in a while. We should just say thank you for doing something.
And my son's in the military. I buy him coffee, but I haven't seen him in years. The guy's over in Tokyo.
Well,
I can't even get in.
He can't tell you where he is. He's probably not really there. He's probably doing something high-level secret.
He's just trying to get away from me.
Or no, I say he's just avoiding you. That's called avoidance. So one of your kids delegates to you and the other avoids you.
Yeah.
So tons to talk about. But at the end of the day,